right. Well, here's what I just said this in the break, by the way. 37% of those asked give Joe Biden a failing grade, an F, for his first year in office. 11% give him an A. I want to meet these people. I want to see the look in their eyes. Hello? Hello? Anybody? Yeah, I want to see this. I want to meet this person. At any rate, Dean Clancy is an Americans for Prosperity Senior Health Policy Fellow joining me here today. And learning from the government's COVID testing fiasco, I want to know where we go. But, Larry, I just want to ask you this. Dean, excuse me. I want to ask you this because we just heard Joe Biden say he's done a great job. He's done a great job in his first year with the pandemic and everything else. Dean, what do you make of that?
Well, I guess he's grading on a curve. He certainly hasn't done a great job on the pandemic.
Can you point to anything?
Well, for example, the tests.
Can you point to anything, honestly, Dean, that he has done that you say, well, you know, I don't like what he's done here. But at least he's done a good job here. I mean, I can at least do that with Barack Obama on a couple of places and say, well, I'm okay with this. There's nothing. There's the cupboard is empty, Dean. Absolutely empty.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. On the pandemic, you know, his predecessor in office really laid the groundwork for any success that we've had on vaccines and so on. There's no excuse for the failure on the diagnostic tests. I mean, people need to be able to test themselves frequently at home, and the administration basically has tried to buy up what little supply there is. There isn't enough supply because this administration fell down on its job in a testing strategy. Biden came into office promising that everybody would be able to test, and they spent $83 billion apparently on parking lots and golf courses. Where are the tests?
What I find most stark, I suppose, is a few days before Christmas, Joe Biden was out there doing a national interview saying, the tests are coming first week of January. We're going to have 500 million tests. They didn't even have a contract. As far as I know right now, we still don't have a contract to supply for the 500 million tests. If you don't have a contract, how are you out there promising Americans, oh, we're going to have this for you in a few days? Because that was like a week and a half away when he made the promise. It's been a month now. I don't know that the contract is even in place. And I'm sorry, that's not forgivable. Or am I wrong?
Well, I'm not sure whether there's a contract. Certainly they have promised that the first tests will go out in about a week and a half. You'll start seeing them in your mailbox. Now, this is a year too late. Okay, we needed not just millions, but billions with a B of rapid tests in this country at least a year ago. And now they've bought out the little supply that exists. Store shelves are empty. They're claiming that they'll be delivered at the end of January. Well, that's a little too late. I don't think you can call those rapid tests.
No, and here's the other really perplexing or frightening thing. There's a plant being built, I believe, by Merck in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, that'll produce 85 million tests a month, beginning at the end of 2005. That, to me, is the most dangerous omen I have ever seen. I mean, they want this thing to be perpetuated for the rest of my life and yours. It seems, anyway.
Right. It's 2025. So this pandemic will be in the history books by the time they actually produce any of these things. Now, this has been a story of really high-level government incompetence. They have not approved enough tests. They have been very slow about it. They have mismanaged the distribution of tests. You know, if you go to Europe, you can find these home rapid tests, you know, 15-minute tests. They're everywhere. They cost a dollar a piece in Germany. In this country, they're costing $25 a piece, and it's all because of the incompetent strategy of the administration.
Well, we know, we've all been reading these news accounts, that in May and again in October, the administration was approached and said, we have a way to start delivering millions of tests. And they said, yeah, we don't really need to do that. Why would you promise over and over again you're going to shut down the virus, all these things, and just wave that off in favor of what? The Green New Deal? In favor of what? The Build Back Better provisions? To have brown shirts pounding on my door and ask me how much electricity I'm using? I mean, honestly, what are they doing?
It is quite amazing. As I mentioned, they were given $83 billion with a B to buy tests. That was back in March of 2021. Where are the tests? They're still not here, but they have been building parking lots and golf courses.
Right.
And there seems to be a kind of lack of urgency and lack of focus. I think they put all their eggs in the vaccine mandate basket. And when that didn't play out, thanks to the Supreme Court calling them on their bluff, pointing out that that's unconstitutional, their fallback was, well, let's at least have a bunch of tests. Didn't have any tests.
They
have
no tests.
So they scrambled over the last few weeks to try to find some tests.
Dean, let me ask you one more thing before I run out of time. Dean Clancy here, Americans for Prosperity. I want to ask you one more thing before we go, and that is looking at Chicago schools as a glaring example. Schools also got piles, truckloads of money to make them safe to go back for the kids, which they should be, first of all, because kids are not in much danger. And that has failed miserably in many districts as well, even though schools have more money today than they've ever had, in part from Donald Trump, in part from Joe Biden, and yet, here we are. Why?
Well, this is what happens when you put the government in charge of your health care. If they can't even deliver pandemic tests or safe schools, imagine if they tried to run the entire health care system.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun for all the boys and girls? Dean Clancy from Americans for Prosperity, thank you for being here. Senior Healthcare Policy Fellow, appreciate your insights today. Maybe the tests will come. Maybe they won't. I don't know, Dean. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Make sure you check out stevegruber.com if you want to replay the interview you just heard with Dean Clancy or go back and listen to anything. A couple million downloads strong. You go to stevegruber.com, click on podcast, and you'll find all the programming going back for, what, 10 years now, I think. We'll be right back after this.